Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show. We share our opinions and random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
This is Johnny.
This is Anna.
Since we were like fundling, that's the wrong word.
Hey. Save that for later. Save that for sexy time. Fumble your own time.
Albert, edit that.
I have to keep it.
Now, out of the four of us, like, I feel like I have the worst hearing problems recently.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
What did you say? I can't hear you.
Hearing problem or listening problem?
No, not listening problem. Hearing problems. Like, I have to go like, wait, what did you say? Or like, what was that? Or like, I'll think they said something and then apparently they said something completely different.
I have the same problem because I love subtitles. So now I'm like so dependent on it that when I'm watching TV or I'm listening to people without subtitles, I'm like, wait, can you repeat that? Because I need to read your lips.
I too am one of those people who always uses subtitles because it's easier than trying to figure out what the person said.
That's an actual thing though. When it comes to movies and television, the audio quality has gone down. There's YouTube videos on explaining what's going on and stuff like that. You guys are not the only ones because I feel the same thing. A lot of the audio when I see a movie in a theater, I struggle to hear what's going on, especially when there's like a British movie and stuff like that. Mm. I can't believe those British people invented English and stuff like that because I can't understand what the hell they're saying.
They don't speak English.
But I'm also talking about in real life, not just movies and TVs.
Well, then you're getting old.
How about you, Anna? Do you have problems hearing things?
Oh, absolutely.
So now my next question is, out of the four of us, do all of us use headphones with noise canceling abilities?
I do. Not always.
I do.
You do? Jiaming?
When I travel, when I fly overseas, I put those headphones on just so I can go to sleep. Not just travel. Not even for some. Yeah, just travel. But yeah, sometimes, a couple of times when I watch movies at home, okay, I put those bad boys in, you know what I mean, for movies and stuff like that.
So you use it on a regular kind of basis?
Semi-regular.
Didn't you imply that you're like me, that when the trailers run in the movie theater, you put your headphones on and just...
No, I tend to step outside.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the headline. Are noise-canceling headphones to blame for young people's hearing problems?
Mm. Yes. Well, headphones in general, loud music.
Yeah, so essentially, from what I got from this, I'm not going to go technical here. From what I got from this article, essentially what you're saying is that you use the noise-canceling headphones so much that it's rewiring your brain into how it processes sound.
It can't filter out like unnecessary noise?
No, it's more like it's filtering too many things. That's why your hearing is like not as good anymore. Because your brain isn't allowing you to hear everything anymore. And that also goes with people talking to you.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Jokes. You know, well, one of the people who was doing the study with, she said here, all the words sounded like gibberish when I was in the actual lecture and I was trying to hear. You know, she was here, it affected her social life too. And she would leave bars and restaurants early because of the overwhelming noise. Mm-hmm. So it's like a mixture of both, I guess. Like, since you're used to having noise canceled out, once you actually hear noise, it's too much now. You're not used to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if this is a thing that I have or I'm just getting old. So
I think yours is just getting old now.
I'm glad we have a consensus here. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on then. It's the 848th episode of the show. And as of the recording, it's currently 7:01 a.m., February 24, 2025. In the Gaza Strip, Palestine. And it's time we take a look and see what's up with the month of February.
Oh my God, I always forget to not record on these
days. Shut up. Come on, stop that.
It's just recapping the month. So I actually have one of those under the radar news things that came in February.
Yeah, there you go. Before I move on with the stuff that happened in February, February went by so quick, didn't it? Compared to like January. Unbelievable.
Well, it's also because we have another week left of February, but that's not the point.
I mean, as of this recording, yes, but I mean, like we're already at the last week, is what I'm saying. And then I remember in January, it felt like it was 2 months.
Honestly, this month has felt a drag.
this month is also just 3 weeks long, yeah. So
every time I see the news, I want to jump out
window. Is it only 3 weeks long? Oh, it's
tomato.
It's almost exactly 4 weeks long this month. Yeah, so there's that.
Anyways, I think every month is four weeks long. But all right,
anyways, I am gonna run through a bunch of the stuff that I don't really care about talking about because it's been talked about enough already. Trade wars, saying that the Gaza Strip is gonna be a future resort, the kind of thing.
You got classy stuff by our president. Our president is what do you call it? Advocating genocide, but yeah, classy stuff. Classy stuff.
A very classy stuff, yeah. The Super Bowl really kind of covered that. So there's that.
That was this month?
Yes, that was this one. Lord.
Like 100 years ago.
So those kind of stuff. We don't really talk about that. The one thing I do want Jamin to bring up here is the whole controversy with Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic?
That guy. Yeah, when he was traded to the Lakers, everybody was like, oh my God, what's going on? Explain.
It's been 3 weeks since it happened, but it's still... People are still processing. It's basically the biggest trade in NBA history. Basically, all the other previous trades has happened in the context like, hey, this A-list player doesn't want to be with his current team. You know what I mean? There's always something leading up to it. There was nothing in the Twitterverse, in the zeitgeist, in the metaverse, whatever you want to call it. That suggests that Luka Doncic was going to get traded. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's number one. Number two, this is a trade where two talented players go trade teams. You know what I mean? It's usually one really good player and the other team gets a bunch of scraps, right? But this is actually two really good players getting traded for each other. But the thing is, one good player is 31 years old. That's Anthony Davis. The other one will be turning 26. You know what I mean? And in basketball terms, that's insane. You know what I mean? Because at NBA, they always love age means something. It matters. You know what I mean? It means your championship window and stuff like that. So you're trading a player that has a 6 year gap and stuff like that. That's just insane and stuff like that. So all these different factors makes it so insane. And also the reason why Dallas traded him is because basically they think he's a fat, lazy SOB, even though they took him to the finals last year and the Western Conference 2 years ago and stuff like that. It's just insanity. That's a very quick summary of why it's insane. I mean, that's just scratching the surface, dude. Why it's so insane. And it's been like, he's played for the Lakers for three, four games now. I've seen all these games. It's just surreal to see him in a Lakers uniform. Like I said, if this sort of thing happens, it's usually towards the tail end of their prime. You know what I mean? Like when players make maybe 33, 34, they might change teams. But the guy's like 25, 26. It's surreal. But yeah, that's the Luka Doncic in a quick summary.
So every time Luka does look really good in the Lakers, which he has been, right?
Yeah, he played his best game yesterday. Yeah.
Are the Mavericks just like, oh, yeah, damn it.
the Mavericks are just out of their mind pissed. You know what I mean? They brought funeral flowers, caskets to the stadium. They're calling for the GM to get fired. They're canceling season tickets and stuff like that. Because the thing is, in the NBA, you need – the hardest thing to get in the NBA is a A-list franchise player. You know what I mean? That's the hardest thing to get, either through draft or through trades, free agents. It's very, very hard to get. And for Dallas, just to trade one away for an older player and then for some draft picks. But they got some other stuff. But that's the other crazy thing I didn't mention. They didn't ask, they didn't really ask other teams. It's like, what will you trade Luka Doncic for? You know what I mean? Like, didn't exactly get the best offer. They were fixated on Anthony Davis and they went for it. That's all they really kind of, that's the only player they really cared about. You know what I mean? So they traded for Anthony Davis and stuff. And they did not get as much as they could have. And also, the other thing that really hurts the Dallas Mavericks fans is Anthony Davis got hurt the first game. He played super well in the first three quarters. And that guy, then he got hurt and he's going to be out for like at least 5 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Moving on, I'm going to ask Anna to explain the Latino freeze.
The what?
The Latino freeze. You've heard of the Latino freeze, right?
I think it's profiling. I think it's profiling.
No, seriously.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know, like the the Latinos are boycotting certain things because of
I didn't know it was called the Latino
Freeze. That was what the headline gave me, Latino Freeze. There's the catchy headline, Latino Freeze, but okay.
I think you could use your own word by saying ban and protest.
Yeah,
but the Latino Freeze is so sketchy, and you know, Latino Freeze.
I was falling asleep talking about sports. I know, right? Albert.
What?
I don't know. Never mind. Never mind. Okay, so what am I explaining?
Yeah, the Latino boycott thing.
Okay, so what?
See?
Okay,
the Latino boycott thing is not as sketchy as the Latino Freeze.
Well, Latino Freeze, like, what the hell is that?
I feel like you should have prepped your co-host. Is the vibe I'm thinking.
Hey, this was supposed to be another Ladies Night episode that didn't happen, so there.
Yeah.
No, it was not. We didn't sign any contract saying that today was going to be Ladies Night.
All right, go on.
Yes.
So, basically, you know, with everything that's going on, a lot of companies have come out and showed their true colors or shedding their skin, whatever you want to call it, and they have turned on the Latino people, and the Latino people are not going to stand for it. If we burn, you burn with us. So first one up is Coca-Cola. Now Coca-Cola decided to fire workers at their Texas plant and then called ICE on them. Mm-hmm. So Mexico is so pissed off. They are painting over Coca-Cola signs. They are trashing it. Like, we are a Pepsi family now. And the big thing is Coca-Cola is such an important part of Mexican culture. Specifically, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, I mean, Mexican Coke is a whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I have Mexican Coke in my veins, not anymore. But it's a big thing where it's like they are really like pissed off, and most of Latin America is following, other countries are following and boycotting Coca-Cola. So that's one. And then we have like this list of all these companies that like, are right leaning or whatever it is, but we're boycotting them. So along the lines, Target, Walmart, Sephora, I think Trader Joe's. I'm not sure.
Here, you want a list? I have a list in my face.
Oh, you have the list. Okay, and then the only one that's kind of like it's been really weird is TJ Maxx. Some people say yes, some people say no. There's been no definitive answer, so that one's a gray area. But other than that, like Ross. And that hurts as well because everybody likes to shop at Ross.
I heard TJ Maxx got the thumbs down. I don't know if it's specifically for ice stuff, but I heard they got the thumbs down from something that escapes me right now. But
enough, Ross and TJ Maxx is not on my list. That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's the list you have?
The list I have here is Amazon, Target, Walmart, Hobby Lobby, Home Goods, Marshalls, Sam's Club, Starbucks, Lowe's, Goya, Fruit of the Loom, Dairy Queen, Coca-Cola, Baskin-Robbins, Brown-Forman, Jack Daniels, Home Depot, Tractor Supply, Ace Hardware, Airbnb, Google, Meta, Facebook, Instagram, Ford, Harley-Davidson, John Deere, Tesla, Toyota, McDonald's, Wendy's, and In-N-Out.
It's Toyota? I drive a Toyota.
Well, time to sell it. Be like Sheryl Crow and sell your car.
Good about not going to Target and Walmart and stuff. That those are the ones that I've completely cut out.
And the thing is, any corporation, you know the expression, you can't become a billionaire without committing crimes. So you can't be a mega corporation without committing crimes. And
stuff. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I think people should try and protest as much as they can and all that stuff. But sometimes, like, you know, I'm a big believer in protesting and stuff like that. You know, I've seen a list of stuff you should protest because of Gaza and stuff like that. And then they had Intel and HP. I'm like, I cannot use a computer. I can't find an alternative computer, guys. You know, I'm gonna do my best, but you know, there's certain things I can't.
I agree.
But that's why I make some donations and stuff like that. That eases my conscience a little bit.
Yeah. Like I can't do all of it, but I can definitely have control on some, like Target and Walmart. Yeah. Those are definitely ones that I'm controlling. I have not gone, and you know there are things where my crap I could go, but I'm like that's it. Like I'm not going.
I think you should definitely protest Coca-Cola. That's really a dick
absolutely.
Move.
Absolutely.
It's like, yeah, hey, Coca-Cola. These guys we hire? Yeah. You can take them. Let me get them for you.
Most definitely. Coca-Cola is done for.
It's gross. It's forever. Really disgusting. It's really gross. And also, not for nothing, even if this icing didn't happen, stuff like that, the reason why a lot of, I think, Mexico City and other cities in Mexico are running out of water is because of Mexico and stuff like that. It's because of Coca-Cola and stuff like that. They're taking way too much water and stuff like that. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's gross. It's gross. Every corporation is gross to a certain degree, but Coca-Cola is definitely gross.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Sugarcane Coke is delicious. Right? When I drank soda, that was delicious. I just want to mention that. It's rough out there.
Moving on. Are you guys familiar with the Taiwanese actress Barbie Hsu?
Yeah.
Jumming is.
I didn't know her before she tragically passed away, but I know the story you're referring to.
Right. Anna, Ruthie, are you familiar with her?
Mm-mm. No.
She's a huge star in international market. She's also, her stage name is also called Big S, right? She's a Taiwanese actress, singer, and
television host. She has two stage names. That's kind of selfish, don't you think? It's
Barbie and Big Barbie. S. I know.
Much.
The thing is, though, is that she's my age. She's 48, and she passed from pneumonia, essentially. Mm-hmm. And it was so sudden. And it's one thing, you heard of it too. See, it's one thing that that Jessica told me about, that it happened, kind of thing. And then I started hearing it from so many news sources. I'm like, oh, she really is that popular, because everybody was reporting it on it. And I was just like, oh, I guess I should at least mention this.
Yeah.
So yeah, big deal apparently.
Wait, that was your movie on? That wasn't the heart of the story.
Oh, no, Jumming, go ahead. Talk about it.
The heart of the story is obviously she passed away tragically at 48 or something like that. Pneumonia, she had underlying medical conditions. That probably added to the fact that she passed away so young and stuff like that. But her whole story, one of the reasons why I made such news in the social media community is because back in the day when she was like in her 20s, she met a Korean DJ on a Taiwanese game show, a celebrity talk show and stuff like that. And then they were kind of flirting, and you could see it, you know, you see it online, you see their first meeting, they kind of flirting and stuff like that. But later on, they started dating each other and stuff like that. And then back in the day, even more so now, Korean and Taiwanese entertainment conglomerates, they kind of control who their celebrity clients date and stuff like that. So they put a kibosh on their dating and stuff like that. So they were forced to kind of break up, right? So the story goes, she moved on with her life. He moved on with his life. She got married, had two kids. She not only started in television, but she also started reality TV. Like her ex-husband and her started like her Kardashian-type reality show. You know what I mean? They follow their lives. But anyway, long story short, her husband and her eventually got divorced. And when the Korean DJ heard about the divorce, he called. This might be a little bit exaggerated, but anyway, the story goes he used the old number that she had 20 years ago to call her when she heard the news of the divorce, and the phone number still worked. And they started talking, and this was during the middle of the pandemic, so they couldn't travel back and forth to see each other. So what he did was, he said, you know what, it's been 20 years since we broke up, we wasted so much time, will you marry me? And so if you're married, they can you know, travel during COVID time. So there's also this online video of them meeting each other after 20 years and stuff like that. And they're crying, hugging, all that stuff. So they got married, and it's like 4 or 5 years ago. So they have 4 or 5 good years of marriage before she tragically passed away. So that's that gives it more context.
So you're saying is that there's going to be a movie based on her story?
Yeah, more.
Sounds like one.
Sounds tragic, though. Sounds like a bummer.
Asian drama.
Yeah, and there's been also more drama since she passed away about like the ex-husband, being a dick, claiming that he spent money flying her remains back from Japan to Taiwan and stuff. And the husband and her family said, no, that guy's not a that guy didn't that ex-husband didn't do that. We paid for it and stuff like that. And also him marrying like a younger a woman, stuff like that. There's more drama since she passed away, but that's the crux of it and stuff like that.
All right. Wow. I guess this was Ladies Night with all the celebrity gossip stuff. But anyways.
You see? We could have done it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real quick, I probably should mention this. New Jeans officially has a new name. They announced it this
month.
Oh,
my God.
And Jay-Z. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah, to me, even as an acronym, it still looks like New Jeans to me.
I think that was on purpose, too. So
that's the idea, yeah.
And Jay-Z. But they actually call themselves NJZ. It's Okay, whatever. Duolingo
it's
Al.
Guys. It's called branding. Called
branding. Speaking of branding, Duolingo Al died, apparently. Got run over by a Cybertruck, apparently. The Duolingo Al. Are you familiar with Duolingo?
Oh my god, if you're not following this, you are missing out, Ruthie. Do you live on a rock?
There's a following this thing.
Do you live on a rock?
I always miss all.
Was it famous? All was the Al famous news. Before or after he got ran over?
It was way famous. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Al is really famous. It's a symbol of Duolingo. And Duolingo's been around for a long time, you know? And they killed
Duolingo
the Al.
Got involved.
Wait, there's a real Al? Are we talking about?
It's a fictional character. It's a fictional character.
Wait, what? How come I haven't seen this? I'm on social media all day, every day.
I know. You scroll and fall asleep. How do you miss this?
Honestly,
I know.
Just back up a little one step. Who's Duolingo? What is that? Is it DJ?
Somebody else who lives under a rock.
Duolingo is the is the app that teaches you different languages.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, Duo.
Lingo. It's kind of like Rosetta Stone, but it's like
it's too close to Dua Lipa. You know what I mean?
In my dyslexic
head, I keep thinking, "What? Dua Lipa passed away? What happened?"
Dua Lipa got involved.
The thing, Anna, you found this more than I did, but is it really dead, or is this literally just a marketing scheme just for the fact that they're selling plushies off the dead owl?
What is going on here?
The corporate mascot, but like I mean it's like Lord. A thing like it's growing like the who came out and was like I was in love with Duolingo.
Is there nothing else going on in the news? So many brands. Else going on in the world?
We need something fun, and I know Albert being the Grinch is gonna hate on this, but
what
did any plane fall from the sky today?
He was run over by a Cybertruck jumping.
Hilarious.
It'd be more hilarious if the Cybertruck caught on fire and stuff like that.
But. Well, I would wish, but, you know.
Yeah. So, Al Lee, or whatever his name is, rest in peace. Yeah.
Aww.
I'm sure we'll see you back in 6 months, but okay.
All right. The new Al Lee is back.
I think we're doing comic book philosophy, you know what I mean? Superman, we'll be back in 6 months. It's fine. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Another meme that took over the internet, I'm not sure if all of you guys heard about it, is called the hostile government takeover song. I think Ruthie sent a reel of this at one point. Did you, Ruthie?
Probably, yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's the one where the one guy singing like, "We're in the middle of a hostile government takeover. I want to talk about it, but I'll be late for work." That song, right? And then people started remixing that something. Then everybody started like doing it for something. That's another one that went viral in February. But yeah, no comments. Okay. Another one that surprisingly happened this month that nobody had on the bingo list card, essentially, is apparently we now know officially, I guess, quote unquote officially, the identity of Jack the Ripper.
This was the thing I was going to mention.
Yeah, Jack the Ripper.
We did it, guys. We figured it out.
After like 130 years or whatever, mm-hmm. Jack the Ripper, we now officially can say who the identity of mm-hmm. this guy. Mm-hmm. Ruthie, Anna, have you heard of this story?
I saw a story about that.
Does he have any living descendants?
Yeah.
Oh, he died.
And like, how do they have tissue left over?
Very Da Vinci Code.
I don't know if you have the story in front of you, Albert, but my understanding is basically some guy was curious. I mean, he wanted to figure it out and stuff. But basically, he bought one of the victims had one of the victim's family had like a shawl with the DNA of not only the victim but also the perpetrator, right? So they ran a DNA. I think it was semen, actually, so kind of gross. So they ran. So they did DNA testing and it hit a match for the descendant of the alleged killer and stuff like that. So that's how they figured it out.
That's how they figured it out. Basically, Scotland Yard has a list of suspects of who could it possibly be.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's kind of how we went back and forth on it. Well, we had the DNA of from the victim, and then like, well, where does this DNA go back to? And it's that guy. Kind of thing. So now officially, Scotland Yard has not officially confirmed that they will agree to these findings, but it really sounds like this is it. They got the identity after all this time.
Yeah.
So
I don't care what OJ says. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit and all that stuff. But DNA evidence, it's pretty conclusive. It seems like it's pretty conclusive. You know what I mean?
What's crazy is semen has survived that long, like long enough for you to actually get DNA sequences from that. That's
how little you know, my man. Check under my bed.
I just suddenly had the whole Bukkake thing in mind. Like, wow.
Ew.
DNA survives.
Why would you say that, Albert?
It's like, somebody
was mentioning it's science. I don't remember the details of the actual, what do you call it, Jack Ripper, but it was a guy that had like a lot of run-ins with the law, right? And then he, after this period, he spent time in an institute, right? And then he eventually...
That's where he died, yeah.
Yeah, that's where he died, and that's where he died and stuff like that, so yeah.
Yeah, Kosminski, that's the guy's name, Kosminski. Aaron Kosminski.
The most curious thing I want to, I'm curious about this. This comment is more directly towards Albert. Is go back and read Alan Moore's From Hell. Was Pazinski one of the characters in From Hell?
I believe the guy who he's a big, he's like a Ripperology or whatever. And so that's part of the reason why he wanted to figure this out. And he mentioned that From Hell was one of the ones that inspired him to really pursue it. So.
Oh, right. But Pazinski, was he a character from Hell?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. If I remember, okay. It's been a while, but yeah.
That's the thing I'm curious about. I want to go back and sort of read From Hell and see if he was the actual character. He was one of the suspects Alan Moore was thinking of. But yeah.
Yep. There you
good
go.
Times.
Good times. I mean, not good times, but yeah, okay.
I mean, come on. It's been 130 years, honey.
Yeah.
And we did it, guys. We did it.
And another really quick thing that happened in February, the PlayStation Network was down for 24 hours, and a lot of PlayStation fans were upset about that. They were only given, as a compensation for the downtime, they were given an extra day or two on their service, which seems like a slap in the face. Like, what am I going to do an extra day or two if it's a monthly service fee? Like, what the hell? Anyways. Krispy Kreme was giving a free donut in a span of 2 hours for any PlayStation user that experienced the outage. So that was a thing that happened.
Why were they involved? They just took advantage of the...
They just took advantage, yeah, for promotional purpose thing.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. AMC raised their Stubbs A-list price. Jumping, you want to do this?
Let me see. Let me actually pull it up. But off the top of my head, it starts May 4th or 7th. It goes from the current price, I think it's $25.99 to $27.99. So extra $3 or so. And then I also get one extra movie. So yeah.
Yeah, the extra movie is nice. Four movies a week instead of the three that they were doing. But if this was like 5 years ago, I would totally take advantage of that. But nowadays, it's hard for us for me to find more than like two or three movies.
Oh, here, I have it. The current price is $24.95. It's going to increase to $27.99 on May 7th. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only time this has actually come up where I wish I had one extra movie to see was actually recently during the Oscar list.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm on Regal Unlimited, so I don't have a limit to how many movies I can watch a week. But once again, like I'm saying, there isn't a lot of movies out there anymore, so. It's kind of hard to take advantage of that. My only concern also is that Regal is cheaper than the A-list now. And now that this happened with A-list, I'm expecting Regal to go, hey guys, we're raising the price again also. Like, damn it. But yeah, okay. And speaking of movies, this is really quick. There was a lot of news reports about this all over the tech world or media world, but Warner Brothers releases 31 full-length movies on its YouTube channels. So you can stream 31 movies from Warner Brothers for free on YouTube.
Oh, right on.
This might be a sign of things to come in the future of Warner Brothers releasing stuff on YouTube for free.
They're going to release that Acme versus Coyote movie?
Probably not.
Batgirl? No. Batgirl.
And that's What's Up with What's February up? 2025.
We did it again.
Where'd it go? Oh, yeah, here we go. You can find this podcast on Instagram. Blue Sky Threads on YouTube at Stuff Junction. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram, Threads, and Letterboxd at Albert5x5.
And you can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
You can find me on social media, JIAMINGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else on the show notes found on whoatworstwhy.com. Before we wrap things up, Anna, are we never going to hear the story about your dream and your dad
Oh, if like, God willing.
That was for girls' night.
Oh, that's for girls' night. Okay.
Yao Ming doesn't want to hear it.
I think I speak for the audience. Nobody wants to hear it.
Okay, nobody wants to hear it. There you go. The audience, if you want to hear it, and by audience, I mean Kenny and Greg, let me know.
Mm. Yeah, such, you know what? Start your own podcast. What do you think of that? This is my dream podcast.
Okay, wow.
What is happening here?
How rude.
Not to make up for it, but I had a dream this past night. I'll go ahead and share here. It has nothing to do with cheating or whatever. Right. So I was in a house that is not my current house. It looked more like my previous house, right? And we had the blinds closed and all that stuff. We were doing normal stuff at home.
Hey, sexy time.
Mm-hmm. Sexy time.
Well, yeah.
It was raining outside.
Why else would you have the blinds closed?
I know. He's leaving Jack the Ripper-like evidence behind.
There is no reason for you to mention the blinds are closed unless you are really doing something.
Remember, they last 100 years.
I'm just saying, that's how it was in my dream.
We're
going to
prove something 130 years from now.
Was this a wet dream? Apparently, it's raining.
Yeah, it was really hard. Yeah. Wet dream. Not a wet dream. But it was raining really hard, right? And then we opened up the curtains, the blinds, right? And it was raining really hard, and it looked like it was flooding. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was flooding, yeah.
Right, so we
opened the blinds.
It was real hard, flooding. Huh?
Yeah. Really, really hard outside, guys. So can't keep these blinds closed forever.
We go to the other side of the house, and we're looking that way. And then when I went back to where we currently were, the water was sipping into the house. Like, oh shit, the water's sipping into the house, kind of thing. So we rushed out to
leakage,
get
leakage. Yeah,
we rushed out to get some like towels or something to cover it up. But when I came back,
gotta clean this over with towels. Yeah.
I mean, you always have to start with that. You have to lay down a towel.
Yeah. You gotta be prepared, kids. That's the moral of the story.
Okay. When we came back, we looked outside.
I can't breathe.
Hold on. Let me try and get to finish the story. Let me finish, guys.
Yeah. Before you interrupt.
When we went back, we looked outside the window, and it was just a sea of water. There's no houses in the distance.
It was
no
a really
fields.
Good time.
Yeah.
The house was in the ocean, and it was like being pushed somewhere.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, right?
But there was pushing.
Yeah.
We were a house
up
floating
and down motion,
in the
guys.
Ocean.
Going up and down motion.
So eventually we were headed towards like what looked like a beach resort kind of thing with hills and whatnot. And there are people like looking, oh, there's a
hills.
House. Hills, you know.
Oh, the hills.
Hills. Mm. And then there were like people in the beach side looking like, oh, there's a house coming our way kind of thing. So eventually our house, I guess, crash lands on the surface kind of thing. And then Jessica started calling people. You know, the person I called to, the first person I called to was oddly enough, Jame.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't want to be here. Oh, that's a weird cuckold. It's a weird cuckold situation.
Not your cousin.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like the dream is a dream, right? So I apparently called Jame, and Jame said, oh, let me see in a video chat. And that's when
the dream
ended.
So, Jamin, you were watching?
Look what I did. I got to call somebody. I need the witness for this. Look what I did.
Yeah. All right. Okay. This was episode 800.
Wait, we're not going to try to interpret your dream?
I think we did in real time. Sigmund Freud would be proud of us.
Oh, so you're saying you want a...
We live tweeted.
You want a serious interpretation. Go ahead, Rhea.
I think we did. Yeah,
I'm good.
I think we crushed it.
Okay, all right. This was episode 848 of the Stuff in Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Hubert Wurst Live production. I finally figured out what you guys were so shocked when I was trying to do my quick Cobra Kai review after the credits. Because you guys don't remember that the final podcast actually has an after credits after the credits. And usually I used to pull it for my random conversations around recording.
Mm.
But if I don't think there is one, I make it up myself, which was what that was going to be. And you guys just like ruined my plans. I was going to make that the after credits.
Well, like, Jamming, you said, just got to be nice if you would give us a heads up. Because you have no idea what's going on.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. Just roll with it. I guess that was you rolling with it, I guess, but whatever.
Yeah, we rolled with it in our own way. Yeah, if we're, yeah. Look at it this way. If you don't tell us, we're going to be a-holes about it.
I wish we were.
Tell us,
we
were. Multiple times yeah. This recording session, but okay.
We were.
It's more okay. Fun this way.
yeah, okay. I will admit we were kind of big a-holes, but that's what makes the show so amazing. Mm. And what yeah. Keeps Kenny and Greg coming back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Kenny, Greg, if that is what keeps you coming back, yeah, there we go. There we go.
Yeah, because it makes them feel like they're in on the joke. Mm-hmm. And this is literally what the podcast is built on, right? Like conversations in the car about nothing and everything and talking about, like, basically conversations between friends. And, you know, it goes where it goes.
Yeah.